Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone.
Magnificent Thursday afternoon. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to the Zone of LOTO Radio. And today's artist spotlight, he is simply known as the Maestro. The last time that I had the pleasure of having this very talented brother on the show, he had just released his album, Can You Feel It? And as we turn around to 2017, he has blessed us with a fantastic new album, Around the Horn. Yes, Lord, I can only be talking about one person, the incredible Mr. Rick Braun. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear and the Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTL Radio the one and only Mr. Rick Braun. Rick, how have you been doing?
I'm good, Teddy. How are you?
Man, I'm doing wonderful. Long time no see. It's been much too long.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate you having me on the radio. That's for sure, my friend. Thank you. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. You know, first and foremost, I want to say kudos to the collective project that you did with Kirk Whalum and Mr. Brown, BWB, an incredible, incredible album. But I said, you know what? I'm a little bit spoiled. I said, I'm waiting something. I'm looking for a solo project from Rick.
Well, it was an incredible year for me, Teddy. I mean, I produced the BWB record, and then as soon as I finished that, which I love doing that, and I had such a great time with Norman and Kirk. They came out and stayed at the house, and we really became family. Not that we weren't brothers before, but we got tighter than ever, and wrote some good music and had a great time and drank a little wine and had some laughs, and that record came out great, you know. And right after I finished that, I produced Richard Elliott's record, Summer Madness. And then immediately after I finished that, it was time for me to make my record. So, you know, I to be honest with you, I sat there for about 2 weeks and I said, what am I going to do? I got to do something different. And thank goodness I have teenage kids. You're not going to hear that much, but thank goodness I have teenage kids, because their music inspired me to make my record. I drew on influences from, you know, contemporary pop and contemporary R&B music, and I just listened to what they were listening to, and man, there's a lot of good music out there.
Oh, absolutely, without question. I want to compliment you. The number one, the album is fantastic, and for the younger generation out there, excuse my faux pas, CD, but me and Rick, we're both 20, or we're over 21, so I can say album.
A little bit, little bit, a little bit.
So I'm going to stick with album. One of the many favorites, but my favorite song on this album, Love Take Me, with the captivating Easy Webster. Lord have mercy, how did that collaboration come to be?
You know, it's funny, because that song appears twice on the record. It's the 11th cut, and it's called South Beach. right. or One Night in South Beach, I forget what it's, but I started it out as an instrumental tune, and I just loved the groove, and I was sitting with Bud Horner, who is a dear friend, and he manages Lindsey Webster, and but he's more than that. He's somebody who I like to bounce ideas off of, and he's a voice of reason when I'm working in that vacuum of being the artist, producer, engineer, trumpet player, everything. It's always good to have a voice of reason, you know. Or,
right.
So I'm working on the track, and Bud said, you know, you ever thought about having this be a vocal tune? And I said, you know what? I have, and I think it'd be great. I said, who do you think would be good to sing on this? He says, why don't you ask Lindsey? And, you know, I sent her the track, and I had one vocal idea, that middle section, when you hold me, when you kiss me, you know, that was the only real idea I had for the song. And I sent her the track, and 2 days later, she sent me back what was pretty much a completed track with lyrics and with her vocal on it. And I was blown away, man. I was just blown away by the talent level that this young lady has. And I'm a big fan, you know. And I'm glad you like that song. Glad you like that song. I'm glad.
Oh, absolutely. A lot of us on the outside looking in really truly don't understand the time and effort that goes into building a project, and also more so to have someone that you can actually insert the project to take it to another level, especially from a production standpoint. For you, you've done both sides, the production, producer, everything. What gives you more gratification, working on your own project or working on various projects as far as working with different artists?
Well, I don't want to say easier, but it is. It's easier to work on other people's music because at least I'm not the artist on that, you know?
So right.
And I love collaborating. So I do enjoy working with other people and producing other people's music. I'm honored whenever anybody says, okay, I want you to produce my record, because it's a huge responsibility, you know. And but on the same token, I do enjoy getting in there and kind of being everything, you know, and just having the freedom to do whatever I want with my stuff. So so that's, I say both of them, it's fun to do both.
Absolutely. I remember the last conversation that we had. You said one of the things about working on your own music, you can be your own worst critic. And you said it's mm-hmm. kind of hard to kind of separate sometime and say, hey, you know what? This actually sounds great. And you have the feedback, right? They bounce ideas or get another ear to reaffirm that this actually sounds great. Has it become somewhat easier over time to accept that you do great music working on your own projects?
Oh, man. You know, I don't know that I ever sit back and go, this is great music. I just know I get a sense of joy, you know, that I get a sense of joy when I manage to get something from the standpoint of it's an idea, it's a melody that came to me somewhere, you know, in the shower or in my car or whatever, and it manages to manifest itself into a completed track. And then I tell you what is amazing for me still is to think that this music that I'm making in my little studio is being listened to by people all over the world, including yourself, and that it brings joy to all of those people. I mean, I'll never get over that. Whether I can label it great music or not, I can't say that. I know when it works, it feels really good.
Well, you know, things have changed so dramatically as far as the music industry in general. I remember we had a discussion before where you had a cornucopia of different labels And now we have just a handful of labels right
yes.
now. But what
yes.
has been so extraordinarily wonderful being an independent artist is that you know, I mean, it's honest, be completely honest and forthcoming, that you can make a wonderful living touring outside the United
yep.
States because they have such a strong love affair for jazz. Can you speak to the listeners out there? What has it meant to you to know that you have so many, I don't like to use the terms fan because it sounds so pathetic, lovers of your music who just have so much love and admiration for you, that have supported you from day one, and they love you even more. It just simply resonates to you. How does that make you feel?
Oh, man, you couldn't have said it better. You couldn't have said it better. I mean, the fact that I can go to, you know, Nigeria. I went to Nigeria last year, and I got in there. And, you know, Nigeria is a very poverty-stricken country. And got in there and played a show. And the first guy that came up to me when I went to soundcheck was a young man who had transcribed one of my solos from my CD, Rick Brun Sings with Strings, and he was playing me my solo back. And I sat down with him, and I gave him a lesson. And this young man, who, you know, obviously doesn't have a whole bunch of resources, but he had a trumpet, and he was passionate about music, and my music had played a big role in his development, and it was such a thrill to sit down with him and play, you know, and give him a lesson and show him what I was thinking about, and meant the world to him. And you know what, it meant the world to me. You know, I think I got more out of it than he did, just to be to know that was going. And that's one example of touching somebody that far away and having what I've done had an impact on their life. And for me, that's an awesome feeling. That's just, that feels like I've made a little difference somewhere. And you know, it's I can't describe it. I mean, it just fills me up with joy.
You know, I hearken back to something my father once told me when I was a kid. He said, the greatest feeling in the world is knowing that you are appreciated for what you do. And
right.
I feel the greatest affirmation that any artist could ever receive is knowing that their music has not only touched the heart, mind, body, and soul, when you can have someone that you know that is completely less fortunate than you are, and you bring so much encouragement and love to them, it's an incredible feeling that can never be replaced. And now with the advantageous way that we can communicate via the social media, where you can get your music out there internationally, it is just incredible. And the feedback that you've been getting from the different various charts have been incredible also. What has that meant to you overall, being an independent artist, knowing that you've been getting that kind of positive feedback internationally?
Well, you know, it means the world to me. It means the world to me, literally. You know, and it doesn't always turn out that way. I mean, the interesting thing about music is some people, no matter what you do, there's always going to be someone who has a strong opinion in the other direction too. And you
right.
believe it or not, I appreciate that too, because you know people are paying attention, and music means something to them. And music is never right or wrong. It's just music. And people, when it hits somebody in the right way and they share that with me, it lifts me up. It absolutely lifts me up. And it encourages me to keep going because and to keep being fresh. Because after 17 CDs, it's important for me to keep digging deeper and trying to explore new territory. And I think that kind of positive reinforcement helps me to find the energy to do that.
You know, times have really changed, because something that you just said I find very interesting, pushing oneself, challenging oneself to do better, to try different things. And I remember, God rest his soul, when Miles Davis was alive, he was criticized for that. for trying different things, thinking outside the box as far as creating different kinds of music. And I've always said that jazz to me is the last purest art form where you have the ability to improvise, not just create something magical in the studio, but also create something extra magical and special performing live. When you invite the listener, invite the audience in, and they're on that ride for you, can you explain to the listeners out there what kind of vibe and feeling that you get when you're performing live and you have everyone in the palm of your hand? It's just like one big groove fest. What is that feeling for you?
Oh, well, I think it equates to the same thing that a basketball player feels when he's in the zone. And, you know, when you're in the zone or when you're in, it's the same kind of a feeling where every the momentum of the moment is sweeping you higher, sweeping me up higher, and included in the momentum of that moment and fueling the momentum is the energy of the audience and the players that are on stage with me, and the fact that, you know, musically I'm able to just express what I'm feeling inside of me, and things seem to be all connecting. It's really a connection with a higher power, more or less. I can't. It's hard to describe things like this. I mean, you can talk about it all day long, but you know, I'm hoping that everybody in their life gets a chance to experience that. I've been so fortunate to experience it many times. You know, being on stage with great musicians in front of great fans, and you know, in a great venue, and having just everything fall into place. You know, doesn't always happen, but when it does, it's absolutely the most thrilling experience.
How are you able to come off such a high like that? Because I've had an opportunity to see you perform on several different occasions where you were just in a groove. I mean, in a zone. I mean, a deep zone. Mm-hmm. And where at one point, we didn't want you to leave the stage.
I probably didn't want to leave the stage too. You know, I think it, you know, and this is why I think, you know, it takes time to kind of wind down from that. I mean, it's, you know, sometimes, you know, the tough thing is when we're out there on the road and we've just played a great show and we get back to the hotel at 1 and we've got a 4 a.m. leave for the next show. That's when you realize. I always say I'm not paid to play music. I'm paid to travel. You know,
right.
the music's the reward at the end of the tunnel. You know,
right.
You know.
I mean, I say all the time. I said it's kind of hard to get off that kind of high and then go back home and say, oh yeah, I need you to take out the trash. It's like, wait a minute. I just, you know, how can you compare? You know, the two that have that kind of exhilarating high is definitely a beautiful thing. For those who are tuning on, go right ahead.
No. You know, fortunately, I have a wife who is very good at saying, "That's nice, honey. I'm glad you had a great show. Now take out the trash."
So she's really good at that, and I love her for it.
It's a very humbling experience, Lord.
It is. But you know, we've been married now 20 years, and my wife is absolutely awesome. And it takes a special person to tolerate the constant leaving and coming home, and you know, acknowledging that there's a whole other life that I live that is independent of what she has at home, and to have the strength and the solid personality to take care of the kids and keep everything together and run the house while I'm gone, you know, and then welcome me home lovingly when I get home. I mean, that takes an amazing human being, and I've got one.
Absolutely. You know what? Having that kind of support system to bring that level of balance in your life, it reflects in your music. It really truly does. Can you give us share with us just a little bit, having that level of love and support and balance in your life, how has that propelled your music?
Well, you know, if I was all messed up and you know, my wife was leaving me and running around with my best friend, I'd be writing country music.
Oh yeah.
So, which I don't dislike. At certain times in my life, you need some country music.
Yes, Lord.
So, I'll give you a funny, my wife is a very interesting person. I mean, she is not a real fan of jazz. I mean, she's going to come, I'm doing a straight ahead show at a nightclub. I'm doing a tribute to Chet Baker on Sunday night here.
Oh, okay.
At a club called Bogey's out in Westlake Village. But she's going to come to see that show. And I know for a fact she doesn't get straight ahead jazz at all. She just doesn't. I mean, she's a German girl who loves pop music. And
okay.
So, you know, I mean, when I'm playing my trumpet, I mean, she's there for me and she appreciates it. But I don't think she has a full understanding of what, you know, what I'm trying to play or, you know, what's going on a deeper level. So there I was working on this tune with Jeff Lorber in my studio. And she very seldom does this, Daddy. She very seldom does this. She just walked in and sat down, you know, hung out for a minute. And I was working on this tune and, you know, it hadn't been titled yet, you know, but, playing it for her and I stopped the tune and she says, "That's the most beautiful song I've ever heard," and, which I'm now I'm floored. And she goes, "What's it called?" And I said, and I'm really proud of that. I got this right. So I said, "Well, honey, it's called Christiana, and that's my wife's name."
Oh my goodness!
So I named it after her right on the spot.
Wow.
Because she very seldom, you know, acknowledges something that's that moves her that way that I'm working on.
You know? That is beautiful, man. That is really beautiful. What has you most proud about this new album, Around the Horn?
I don't know if proud is the right word, but I feel good that I accomplished my goal, which was to create something fresh, to create something that took people on a musical journey. There's influences on this record from Brazil, from South Africa, and I have confirmation on that because Jonathan Butler came over and said that sounds South African. So I got that. There's influence from the Caribbean. There's influence from the Mediterranean and from the clubs in Chicago or New York. So it's a truly international musical journey. And that's why I came up with the title first, and I wanted it to be that. The title reflects back in the day. It's not named after the sports show Around the Horn. It's named after the journey that people used to have to take by ship to go from Europe down to Asia. You had to go around the Horn of South Africa, around the Cape. So that's what I wanted to do, is take people on a musical journey. And the double play on meaning with the title Around the Horn is I also wanted to push the envelope of what I was playing to a higher level. And I have to be grateful to my dear friend Till Brauner, who is Germany's most successful jazz musician and an extraordinary trumpet player. He's a guest artist on the track called Around the Horn. And he really pushed me to keep up to his level, because that man can play the horn, I'll tell you that. You know, tell you that.
Lord have mercy. Well, let's take people on a musical journey, of course. A new album from the incredible Rick Braun, of course, Around the Horn with Lord have mercy, Love Take Me, featuring Lindsey Webster, here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
Share the love that seems to
Website. That's at www.rickbraun.com. And for those who are yearning for some smooth jazz, you can always catch Rick from April 5th through April the 8th. That's at the Berks Jazz Festival. That's in Reading, PA. So make sure you stop by his website to get all the upcoming tour information Rick, it is always a pleasure and an honor for me to have you on the show, man. Whatever you need, you know, this is your home away from home. We love what you do, man. Continued success. And, man, it's definitely a beautiful thing to have such beautiful quality music from you time and time again.
Thank you, Teddy. Thank you for your support, man, and all my fans out there. I can't thank you enough. And if you don't mind, I'd like to mention one thing that is a cause that's very dear to my heart. I host a benefit show every year. It's a New Year's Eve show in Tucson, Arizona. It's a benefit for autism. And last year I had Richard Elliott and Jeffrey Osborne as my guests. So this year we have a great lineup as well. We have Dave Koz is going to be there. And okay. Jonathan Butler is going to be there. Michael Lington will be there. Lindsay Webster will be there. And Vincent Ngala. And it's 2 days of music and a New Year's Eve celebration and a golf tournament, all for a good cause. So come to rickbraun.com and check it out, okay?
Absolutely. So it is written, so it shall be done. Thanks so much again, my brother.
All right, Teddy. You take care. Continue good health. And thank you for having me. Thank you.
God bless. All right. The legendary Mr. Rick Braun here in the zone of LOTL Radio. Remember, family, the new album, Around the Horn, available as we speak, man. My goodness. Such a beautiful thing. The day I got you all comfy and cozy here on a very smooth, yes, Lord, jazz Thursday afternoon. Let's get lost in some more Rick Braun, yes, Lord, from his new album, Around the Horn, with We Don't Talk Anymore, here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
Oh,
I felt it was my duty to get you in the mood. Yes, Lord, a double dose from Richard Elliott's new album, Summer Madness. You're in the zone of LOTL Radio. I want to send out a very special thank you to the incredible, my man, Mr. Rick Braun. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Remember, family, be sure to purchase his new album, Around the Horn, my Lord. Available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. And for those like the teddy bear that love to live just a little bit more adventurous, head on down to Amazon.com. And remember to get all the latest updates. Stop by Rick's official website. That's at www.rickbraun.com. Also, you can keep up with him on Twitter. That's at twitter.com/RickBraun9. And also on Facebook, Rick Braun official fan page. It's a beautiful thing. And speaking of beautiful things, the teddy bear will be back on live next Tuesday, March the 28th, as we welcome very gifted and super talented vocalist Bria Marie, Lord have mercy, as we have the pleasure of debuting her new hit single, Okay, featuring Music Soul Child. So that'll be next Tuesday, March the 28th, 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern, and for those on the West Coast, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's been a beautiful experience, as always. I want to thank all the many listeners and supporters out there for blessing us. Without you, there is no Zone and there's no teddy bear. Mr. Rated Extraordinaire, Lord have mercy. And as in always, keep it soulful. Stay strong. Let the music take you away and bring you back with a lot of positive love and energy. Lord have mercy. We're going to leave you with my lady, Regina Bell. You know how to love me. It's a beautiful thing here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Oh, I've switched a lot of things in my life, but it's never worked out. I switched to being a vegetarian, but ate more bacon than ever. Every time I switch lines at the grocery store, I never pick the fast one. But one thing that totally worked out is I switched to Metro PCS and got a free Samsung Galaxy.
Make the right switch too. Move to Metro PCS and get a free Samsung Galaxy J7 with a huge 5.5-inch screen. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Plus sales tax. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details, terms, and conditions.